Highway, Bridges, and Capital Projects. Call this meeting to order. Herb, can you lead us in the pledge?
Yes, I can. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice,
for all.
Thank you. Has everyone got a chance to look at the minutes from the previous meeting?
I'll move them.
Okay.
I'll second.
Motion made by Legislator Heppner, seconded by Legislator Litz to accept the minutes as written. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. All right, we'll move into resolutions. Resolution number 558, requiring that the environmental considerations checklist, ECC, be completed prior to commencement of capital projects. Any discussion? You moving it for discussion?
Discussion and vote.
Okay. Anybody have any questions? All right. If not, all in favor?
Could I'm sorry. I had difficulty getting on. Could I ask that we back up just a moment so that I could participate?
Okay, Amanda, this is resolution number 558. Requiring that an environmental considerations checklist, ECC, be completed prior to the commencement of capital projects.
Thank you, Dean. I really appreciate that.
You have any questions or?
No, I think it's a really good idea.
I do too.
Did we get a second? I mean, did we get a second to the motion?
I don't think so.
A second.
Okay, so the first motion was made by Legislator Heppner, the second by Legislator Cahill. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay, motion carried. Okay, resolution number 565, confirming the appointment of Brandon Masterson, Commissioner of the Department of Public Works.
I'll move it.
Okay.
Second.
Motion made by Legislator Litz, seconded by, who was it, second?
Green.
Everybody. Pick one.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Congratulations, Brandon.
Yes, congratulations, Brandon.
Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it.
Best of luck to you. And Brandon's resume is attached.
Just be prepared. Now that the interim is gone, now you're fair game, Brandon. Just let you
know. You got it. No problem.
Resolution number 566, approving construction by license, Ulster County Agricultural Society, a new ag awareness building at the Ulster County Fairgrounds on Libertyville Road in New Paltz, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds.
I'll move it.
Motion made by Legislator Litz.
Second.
Second by Legislator Heppner. Any discussion?
I think Legislator Green has her hand raised.
Go Go ahead, Legislator Green.
Yeah, I just want to report that the Climate Smart Committee has been actively working with the Ag Society. We made some good progress in at the 2021 fair, which was, you know, had to be put together in a very short timeline. So we're starting early to see how we can improve upon that with regard to an active composting demonstration using the food waste generated and the animal bedding generated at the fair. And, you know, I do support this resolution. I want to also be sure that all the principles of sustainability and climate solutions are embodied in it. And that's where that checklist is going to be very handy.
Dean?
Go ahead, Herb.
Yeah, can we have Mr. Fitzpatrick give us a little synopsis on what they're going to build there?
Sure. So every year there's a tent that's set up in that same spot that the buildings are going to go in. It's an ag awareness tent. It has a lot of you know, educational displays, signage, you know, different, there's a cow there that kids can milk, right? The Holstein cow that, you know, it's got water in the teats and everything. It's, you know, good educational stuff for kids and for adults as well, but primarily it's, you know, for the younger generation. So we thought with the grants that New York State is giving out, I think there's a couple more that can be given out for $96,000. You know, it would be a good idea to put in a permanent building there rather than just getting that tent in every year. So it's a permanent structure. Everything will stay there, kind of move it to the side after the fair's done, and we can use it for storage for other things as well. So whole building with like a porch in the front, like an overhang, you know, in the front there. And it'll go with all the other buildings there. It's an agricultural looking building as well. So we're all aware of it here.
Thank you.
Very good. So on the motion, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
Chairman, Mid-Hudson News joined us and Jamie Capuano from the college.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, thank you, take care.
Thanks, John.
Bye-bye. Resolution number 569, approving an increase in funding for capital project number 541, SUNY Ulster Facilities Equipment, amending the 2021 Ulster County Capital Fund Budget, Ulster County Community College.
I'll move it for discussion.
I'll second.
Who's got questions?
Can Jamie possibly give us an overview of the resolution?
Absolutely. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Good. Okay, perfect. So this capital project is an amendment to the capital project for the purchase of two items. We do have an old vehicle that's been used by a central services department. We've been working with Kim on this vehicle for some time now. It will no longer pass inspection. So we're looking to purchase a hybrid minivan for this use. This vehicle typically goes, you know, does the mail runs, does the bank deposits, that sort of thing. So we feel a hybrid vehicle would be a good suit for this purchase. And we're also purchasing a Bobcat, which is a replacement of our current Kubota, which has also met its end of useful life. We do use these vehicles for snow removal, for loading of salt and sand, and also brush removal. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
By hybrid, through the chair, by hybrid, I'm not sure that's also plug-in.
We're gonna evaluate that, Manager. We do have electric charging stations on campus. So we're going to be working with the Office for the Environment and with Fleet Management to make sure we get the appropriate vehicle. We could go plug-in hybrid with this vehicle, and we can certainly follow up with the Public Works Committee. We have to see what's on state bid at this point, and we can certainly follow up as we move forward in that process.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
So on the motion.
Real quick question.
Yeah, go ahead, Brian.
Sure. So Jamie, real quick. With the shortage of new vehicles, and you mentioned that the vehicle you're having now won't pass inspection, do we anticipate any kind of issue there where you may have to use another vehicle in the interim before you get?
So we're currently using another vehicle. We'll likely continue that. We want to make sure we can, get this approved and then see what's on the marketplace in terms of a green fleet vehicle for this. We are currently using one of our public safety vehicles to do this. And I think we can continue that for a little while. Again, we don't want to be constantly using those vehicles for purpose outside of their real scope. So that's what we're hopeful we'll be able to get something, but absolutely understand that we could be in a situation where we don't actually have the vehicle on-prem for a while.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Anyone else have any questions? Okay. If not, I'll call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 580, amending capital project number 550, fairgrounds improvements, amending the 2021 capital fund budget, Department of Public Works, buildings and grounds. I believe this is for water and sewer improvements. Any questions or comments?
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
Motion made by Legislator Heppner, seconded by Legislator Litz. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Okay. Where are we here? Okay, resolution number 582. Approving the execution of a contract for $587,300 entered into by the County Kingston Equipment Rental Incorporated, DBA, Baker Brothers Excavating Department of Public Works. And these people will be doing a job, right?
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Motion made by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Heppner. All in favor?
Can I just get a little? I just had a quick. Can I get a little bit more background? Is this next? So, a little bit background on this project.
Sure.
Or contract. Sorry.
This is the contract for Capital Project 550 for the northern campground work and the sewer system at the camp at the Ag Society Fairgrounds.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 583, amending capital project number 580, Broad Street Hollow Bridge, Town of Shandaigan, amending the 2021 Capital Fund Budget, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds. Discussion?
I'll move it.
Motion made by Legislator Green, motion made by Legislator Litz. Any questions or comments?
Is this resolution only for the material purchasing?
Yeah, this is in-house work for the bridge construction. It's simply due to inflation from the 2021 DPW bridge program.
Any other questions or comments?
Yeah, can I just make a general comment at this point?
Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, so I see we have 1, 2, 3, 4, I don't know how many more that are amending capital projects. In the summary, if we could just get the what the amendment is, you know, as far as how much more it is, or if it's less, or whatever the change is. Could we somehow get that in the title of these, in the summary? Like, because, you know, so Don, you said that this is based just on the inflation, but it went up a certain amount of money. And so I'd like to just be aware of what that is. And if it was in the summary, it'd be a little bit easier having to go back and forth to find all these resolutions.
We gave you a sheet of backup that I believe has it on it. But if you're looking for it in a specific area, just let me know and we can try and accommodate that the best we can.
Thank you.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Okay. Resolution number 585, amending the 2021-2026 capital improvement program, establishing capital project number 612 through 615, 2021 DPW Bridge Program, amending the 2021 Capital Fund Budget, Department of Public Works, Highways and Bridges.
I'll move it.
Okay. Motion made by Legislator Litz. Do I hear a second? Seconded by Legislator Heppner.
Okay.
Did you have something, Minna Jo?
I'll do the next one.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 587. Amending capital project number 482, countywide radio system, Department of Emergency Communications, emergency management.
I will move that.
I'll second.
Motion made by Legislator Green. Who seconded it?
Litz.
And seconded by Legislator Litz. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 589, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a lease agreement with the Wallkill Fire District to be used as a sheriff's substation, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds.
This is so moved.
Yep. Moved by Legislator Litz.
Second.
Second by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. How am I doing, Laura? Resolution number 590, amending capital project number 594, Black Creek upgrade, amending the 2021 to 2026 capital improvement program, Ulster County Sheriff's Department.
So moved.
Motion made by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Fabiano. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Okay. Resolution number 605. Approving the execution of a contract for $135,000 entered into by the county, Dutchess Techcon Industries Incorporated, Department of Public Works. This is for the HVAC repairs at various buildings. Any discussion? No? I'll entertain it.
Don, is this as a result of the energy study that was done by my company?
No, this is, Rob, correct me if I'm wrong, this is just our general maintenance contract, right?
Okay.
Just general maintenance contract.
Thank you. I'll move it.
Motion made by Legislator Litz. Seconded by Legislator Fabiano.
Cahill.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, resolution number 606, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $103,328 entered into by the county, Encon Services and Supply Incorporated, Department of Public Works.
I'll move it for discussion.
Motion made by Legislator Litz.
Second.
Second by Legislator Green.
Don, what is this for?
Again, it's a general maintenance contract for the Auto Matrix digital control systems.
Okay, thank you.
Very well.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Let's see where we are here. Okay, resolution number 607, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $22,845.96, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, Gotham Refining Chemical Corporation, Department of Public Works.
I'll move for purpose of discussion.
Motion made by Legislator Green, purpose of discussion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Legislator Heppner.
Just a little more detail.
Sure. This is a contract for testing, treatment, and planned maintenance of closed recirculating water systems and cooling towers at various county buildings.
So was the original contract under 50,000 and then it went up by another 22,000?
The original contract was 76,000 and this is a contract utilized for 1 year extension and it is increased by about 23,000 overall.
Okay. So the original contract went over 50. So that's why we're looking at this at 23. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
I got you. Okay.
Any other questions for Don? If not, I'll entertain a motion to move it.
Moved.
So moved.
Mm-hmm. Moved by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Heppner. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, resolution number 608. Approving the execution of a contract amendment for $32,864, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, Polster and Jackley Corporation, Department of Public Works.
Move it.
Motion made by Legislator Heppner.
Second.
Second by Legislator Green.
A quick question.
Go ahead, Kevin, Brian.
Thanks, Dean.
Yeah.
So this is for HVAC maintenance as well, right?
This one's for the Golden Hill office building only, and it is for heat pump accessories, right?
Oh, is it because it's a heat pump that we have to have a separate contract for that building? I mean, didn't we just? I'm sorry.
That's how it was bid.
Oh, it was bid for the per building.
Yes.
In this case, I think going forward we might be able to combine some of these, but yeah. For the time being, we're out. This one is we're utilizing a 1 year extension on this contract. So yeah, there's a few maintenance contracts for similar purposes.
Right. Yeah, I'm thinking. You know, at scale them up a little bit and see if you can lump them together maybe next year. Okay, thanks.
And our final.
All in favor?
Oh, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Nettie.
You got it.
Okay, and our last resolution is resolution number 609, approving the execution of a contract for $50,000 entered into by the county, Catskill Mountain Railroad, Department of Public Works.
Move for discussion.
All right. Motion made by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Green for discussion.
I would like to offer an amendment. I would like to amend the term of the contract from 1 year to 2 years, which is what the Trail and Rail Advisory Committee recommended.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor. Is there an amendment? Is there a second to Manager Joe's amendment?
I will second that.
Seconded by Legislator Cahill. Now on the amendment.
Chair Fabiano.
Go ahead, Legislator Heppner.
I have concerns with this amendment. If you look at the resolution, so let me just pull it back up. The last whereas before the resolved mentions that said contract has been reviewed by contract management, the county attorney's office, the director of purchasing, and the county executive. The contract as is being 1 year. I think it's pretty important to recognize the review process that went into this contract. I pose a question: has a 2 year extension been reviewed by those departments within the operation? And if not, I have serious pause in what would be, I feel, a rushed and irresponsible move forward on said contract.
Dean?
Go ahead, Herb.
Yeah, there is a process. And there's been a couple of different committees that have reviewed this. My committee reviewed it. It came up about 6 months ago, and then it was again brought up at our last meeting. It was discussed. It passed by unanimous vote in our committee, wrote a letter to County Executive Ryan, back in, and I can't remember the date off the top of my head, I think it was like October, maybe November, recommending that it be extended to a 2 year agreement. Had absolutely no communication from County Executive Ryan on the letter I wrote, either formally or informally, did not call me, did not write me, did not text me. So, I mean, there was a process. It was vetted. It was a unanimous vote from the subcommittee. I don't see any issue with putting forth the amendment.
If I may.
Legislator Heppner.
Yes, and Legislator Litz, I absolutely respect the work you do on that committee. I proudly served as your vice chair at a time, if you remember. I was a lot younger at that point. Again,
I'll have to call you back. Bye.
The county attorney's office, the county executive himself, I'm pretty sure every legislator on this Zoom has his personal cell phone, in which he's pretty accessible outside the process of a letter. But again, through contract management, purchasing, and again, the county attorneys, especially their office, as well as the executive's office, that there was, I understand and appreciate the letter that was sent by the track committee, but I would remind folks that the track committee is an advisory committee. It's not a mandate. And I have concern that even if they were in receipt of this information, and it made it through the rounds of those different parts of the operation, if there's reason why they feel that it's best for the interest of the county to maintain a one-year contract with Catskill Mountain Railroad, I don't feel comfortable this evening. I just heard about this possible amendment within a very short period of time of this meeting. We had law enforcement before that, which I sit on. And again, I think it would be irresponsible at this time to circumvent that expert, you know, in terms of contracts, opinion, in terms of contracts, especially the legal side of it, to just try and push this through. Whereas a contract can always be amended.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Manager Joe.
Before considering withdrawing and changing the resolution, I just want to get a sense of the committee. Would it make sense to table it since there has been no discussion between the executive branch and the legislative branch, who made a very clear recommendation? This is an asset that is as valuable as it is to the county, primarily because of the amount of volunteerism that goes into this asset and the good work that has been done by Catskill Mountain Railroad. The previous contract was 1 year, but prior to that, it was 5 years. And I have been listening to the discussions, and I don't see any reason not to honor the letter that was sent from the chairman of TRAC. So I want to get a sense of the committee. Do we want to move forward and take a vote on the amendment, or would folks prefer an opportunity to schedule a meeting and have another conversation so that Legislator Heppner's concern about not having had that conversation, our concern about not having had that conversation is addressed. I would like to get a sense of the committee before taking an action.
Legislator Cahill.
Thank you, Chairman. So I have a couple of suggestions. One is that, so there's no representative from the executive office. I believe Deputy Executive Milgram is the one that negotiated this contract. I'm not sure about that, but I think it was him. And I would make a suggestion that we may want to call him now, number one. Number two is postpone the amendment and make the executive's office aware that we're proposing this amendment. And then if we can come to some sort of agreement between now and when we're voting on this on December 21st, we can make the amendment on the floor. That gives them, they have, you know, that's 3 weeks for the executive's office, for the attorneys to review it, for everybody involved to review the extension and see if it has an impact. And for me, I think that would be a reasonable solution at this point, is to make sure then that whoever, Amanda Joe, you know, that you're proposing this extension. So contact the executive's office and ask them to do the research on it and let them know that we'll be, you know, putting this amendment on the floor. I mean, that's my opinion. I agree that the advisory board are advisory and those folks put a lot of time in and they have expertise. That's why they're on an advisory board, right? And so we should maybe listen to them once in a while. I'm not saying, you know, that I know the legal aspects of all this because I don't, but it was previously a 5-year contract and it's now a single year contract. So I just am really going to be a little bit perplexed as to why a second year on a previously 5-year contract might be an issue. So that's going to be my suggestion.
Anybody else?
Slider Litz.
Yeah, Dean.
Yes.
I mean, we all have a lot of better things we can do with our time. We put our time in, we go through the process. A formal letter was written. It wasn't a conversation over the phone. It wasn't a text or an email. It was a formal letter advising the county executive of the findings of the committee. I'm finding that the county executive would like to also legislate, not only operate the county. This is a contract entered into by the legislature with a tenant. And the legislature should be the one that is picking the length and the tenure of the contract. And I find it very surprising that this all of a sudden is a last minute ordeal. Because up until after I wrote the letter, I believed that they were going to consider a 2-year extension of the contract. I was very surprised to read this resolution and find out it was a 1-year extension to the contract. They were well aware for months, and this is not the first time it was brought up in a not only the last meeting was it discussed and voted on, but it was brought up in the previous meeting. We only meet probably quarterly. So it's at least 6 months ago that the county executive was aware that this was going to be in discussion. And then two months ago, he was made aware formally that it not only was discussed, but it was proposed and voted on by the membership, and it was unanimously passed. So if there's any last minute things going on here, it's not the legislature's fault. So I mean, we are a branch of government for a reason. We should not have a dictatorship, and the legislature has done their due diligence, and we're the ones that's getting something rammed down our throat as far as the terms of the contract.
Does anyone have anything else to add?
I do, Chair, if you don't mind.
Legislator Heppner?
I mean, first, I wouldn't define this as an ordeal. And also I would pause to throw accusations of a said dictatorship in this. This went through the resolution process. This is sponsored and co-sponsored by the chair and vice chair of this committee, as well as am I incorrect to say this was not discussed in the chair meeting?
It was discussed in a chair meeting.
So I don't know. So I don't understand the accuracy. And from resolution deadline when this
and,
was
in, and what was discussed, chair,
if you don't mind, Ms. Legislator Litz, mm-hmm. From the introduction of this resolution at deadline through the chair's meeting to this point, I'm a member of this committee. I was just informed of this again amendment, you know, not far within an hour or two of this meeting. So I think, you know, that accusation again of a dictatorship and something being, I'm fine to vote on this as is. I was plenty prepared from resolution deadline when I reviewed the resolutions. And since the time that the clerk of this committee sent us the agenda for this committee. But I'm saying right now, this is a legal contract. And I'm not comfortable, and I don't think it's responsible. I'm willing to have conversations, but I'm just saying, as of right now, I'm not comfortable with supporting this. I think there's been reasonable suggestions towards a dialogue. I've supported, again, I was ready to support this. I've supported the previous contracts. This is no animosity whatsoever towards the relationship with Casco Monreal. And I don't think we should go to that point because I think we've made a lot of progress. I'm just making my opinions made as a legislator, just, you know, listening to this amendment and, you know, doing our due diligence.
Mr. Chairman, I don't know if you'll entertain. Kevin Smith has had his hand up. If you, after Legislator Cahill.
Oh, hold on. Can the legislator speak first, though?
Please, go ahead, Brian, please.
Thank you. I think, Herb, you had your hand up before I did, but I want to go after Herb. That's okay.
Well, I mean, I was just going to simply state the contract doesn't change except for the term of the contract. We're not changing any of the language or any of the responsibilities or any of that. It's just the length of the contract. So this is not a wholesale change in the contract. And a motion was made, a second was made. And when this process of discussion is over, I hope that
we should vote on the amendment. Right.
But Brian.
Yes, thank you. So I just want to, I'm sitting here recalling, when I first came into the legislature last time, I mean, Catskill Mountain Railroad had a 27-year contract at the time, 1 mile for 1 year for each mile, something like that, right? Then they were given a 5-year contract after that. And now we're going down to a single year contract. So for me, my concern is why are we going down to this single year contract? And I think adding a second year is a very reasonable request. And I'll again make the suggestion that, postpone the amendment, but make it aware that it's going to be made on the floor on December 21st. And that will give everybody 3 weeks to have any discussion they need to have. And then, I'm not changing my vote. I'm supporting this, right? And so we're going to support, I'll support it tonight or I'll support it on December 21st. But in all fairness, if the majority leader Heppner believes that the executive's office and the attorney's office should weigh in on that, I have no issue with that, right? Because I really don't see what the difference is between 1 year and 2 year for the same fee. And it was 5 years prior to that. So I'm fine with that. I want to hear the explanation why it shouldn't be more than 1 year, right? That's really.
Yeah. Who was the other gentleman that wanted to speak? Nettie?
Kevin Smith.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Thank you, Dean. I'm currently serving as chair of the Trails Advisory Committee to the legislature. And I think it seems to me that there are some things that are important in terms of due diligence. One is the status of the agreement that the railroad company has or does not have with Herzog's in Kingston Plaza to use the parking area there and the area for boarding their trains, and what the length of that written agreement is. Another issue is the reason that the permit went down to 1 year last year was because halfway through 2020, through no fault of their own, we had the pandemic, but the railroad company suddenly, after a banner year in 2019, was unable to make their semi-annual permit fee, and they dropped their insurance. That event, they asked for an indefinite deferment, and they got a deferment, and they were able to make their permit payment and recommence with their insurance. But they were not able to run Polar Express last year. And when the track met in September, it was not clear, according to Mr. Hunt, the president of the railroad company. He said it was really not at all certain they were gonna be able to run this season. And indeed, over the last month, they've made the determination that they can't do Polar Express again this year. And Polar Express is 88% of their revenues. And this is a direct quote from Mr. Hunt's letter to, I believe, maybe Herb and the track committee in maybe November last year. So that's 88% of their revenue. And I think that's why some due diligence is really important, to make sure that there's not a very good reason why the administration has offered a 1 year permit.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Does anybody else have anything to add?
Thank you.
they already said?
I believe Legislator Litz has his hand raised.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, I spoke to John Milgram, and he told me it's 1 year because that's what it's going to be.
Anybody else? We're starting to beat this to death.
Yeah, no, I'd like to have you call the question on the amendment.
That's what I plan on doing.
Well, before we do that, I just want to ask Amanda Jo what she feels about my suggestion of withdrawing the amendment and then putting it back on the 21st and giving everybody an opportunity to hash it out between now and then. I mean, because to me, that seems like a reasonable compromise for today, rather than, you know, having people, you know, feel like we're doing something that maybe we shouldn't be doing, you know?
Well, I would withdraw and change my suggestion if we were going to meet again, but we don't have another meeting scheduled. I would do it, you know, Brian, I think it requires a special meeting so that, you know, we can process the different things that have been said about this. Otherwise, you know, the question has been called, and we'll have to, I'm not going to just postpone it unless I know we're going to have a chance to reconvene.
Okay, so on the amendment, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any nays?
Nay.
Okay, so the amendment is passed 4-1. Now the resolution as amended. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
And if I may, just one more time, I would have supported it as is today. I want the current process that we've been having in relationship with Cascaman Road to continue the way it has. But because of the concerns I issued before and what I feel is my responsibility and due diligence as a legislator, I'll be a no.
Okay. Brian, you're a yes or a no on this with the amendment to the resolution?
With the amendment, I am a yes.
Okay. All right. My motion is carried. Amendment to the resolution. The resolution is passed with the amendment in effect.
So may I request the chair reach out to the executive's office and let them know that this has been altered by this committee. And Manna Jo, maybe you reach out since you propose the amendment so they're aware of it, you know, and they can contact us as members of this committee and let us know, you know, their reasoning for the 1 year, other than John Milgram saying, because that's the way it's going to be. If there's a reasonable, decision that was made to make it 1 year versus two, other than what Mr. Smith said, you know, from the county's perspective, right? I'd be willing to listen to that, and then that will influence my vote on the floor on the 21st. And that's why I suggested withholding the amendment until then. So we had an opportunity to hear what the reasons are. But I would rather see it on there and then amend it backwards if we have to on the floor. We can do the same thing on the floor and go backwards and hear what the reasons are. This way, we're guaranteed to hear what the reasons are, I guess, right? So that's that.
There can absolutely be an amendment on the floor to bring it backwards.
Well, we don't know. Maybe they'll agree. Majority
Maddie,
of the
year. Can you reach out tomorrow to the you can reach out
and Manna
that I reach out to Mark Ryder, is that what I'm hearing?
I think it's John Milgram is the deputy who's in charge of this one.
Since I made the amendment, I will call John Milgram to get a better understanding and send that information to Nettie to share with the committee.
Very good. Does anybody have any old business that they would like to talk about?
Well, since we're talking about the Catskill Mountain Railroad, and I'm pretty sure it's going to come before this committee, I've been notified by the towns of Ulster, towns of Hurley, and the towns of Kingston that their town boards have all passed a resolution supporting the redevelopment, or I guess, I don't know how you would say it, the fixing up of that house on Route 28A at the beginning there. And so when at some point here, I think that this committee should be talking about that. They're looking to extend their rights on the track, right? And I think that, you know, it's going to be a topic of conversation. And considering, and John, I've mentioned to this a couple of times in emails, et cetera, that considering that three of the major towns that are affected most by the extension have already approved and requested that the legislature take action on that, I think it's an item that we should be looking at the beginning of the new year.
Very good. Anybody have any new business that they would like to discuss?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead, Legislator Litz.
Brendan, congratulations on your new position. And now I have some homework for you.
Okay.
Out near the Lloyd Cemetery, the intersection of North Eltings Corners Road and New Paltz Road, which is a county road.
Yes, Mr. Ashworth has reached out to me.
Okay. So you're aware of his issue?
Correct.
The other day he had the seventh major accident on his property. Somebody came through his yard, took down his fences, wound up on their roof in his driveway. And that's the seventh accident that they've had to endure. I know years ago there was a four-way stop sign at that intersection, and now it's just a two-way stop sign, and I'm not sure why that took place. And also, we should probably be doing a speed study through there. This is a good shortcut to avoid Route 299 when 299 starts backing up at rush hour. And I've witnessed some people speeding down this road at speeds well beyond what they should. So if you would please go out and take a look at 809 New Paltz Road and also study that intersection for possibly going back to a four-way stop. And also maybe a speed study through that section, because I do know they fly through there.
Sure. I already have an accident analysis underway through planning.
Okay, good.
The speed study, three of those four legs are town owned. Regardless, all speed studies have to start with a resolution from the town, but I'm happy to reach out to the town supervisor and highway superintendent to get that moving.
Sure. Three legs at that intersection?
Correct. We own the little piece that goes up past Lowe's, but our jurisdiction stops there. So the county.
Oh, really? I thought it went all the way out to 299 on both ends.
It goes from 299 to New Paltz Road and stops there. New Paltz Road is town-owned and North Elting is town-owned.
Wait a minute, New Paltz Road is town-owned? That was a county road.
New Paltz Road, we're talking, that goes behind Lowe's.
Yeah, I mean, it goes from the intersection by the old county or the old college diner all the way out to where the Speedway is.
That is a town road. We have old New Paltz Road, which goes into Highland.
Well, that end is also called New Paltz Road.
So, but that part is part of Rich Klotz. But I can reach out to him, not a problem.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, Herb, this is Kevin. Can you give me that intersection once more?
Sure. It was the intersection of North Eltings Corners Road and New Paltz Road.
Got it. Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome.
Anybody else have any new business that they would like to bring up? All right, bearing none, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Manager Joe, did you have something?
I just wanted to thank the committee for, the resolution that will allow us to be looking at the checklist with each of the projects. I think that's going to be very welcome and very valuable. Just a comment on it. And with that, I absolutely encourage you to entertain a motion to adjourn.
So made, motion made by Legislator Litz and seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Have a good night. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you all very much. Thank you for letting me speak.